Welcome to the View My Seats podcast. My guest this episode, Ted Sullivan, is the co-founder and CEO of Game Changer, the popular youth sports digital stats and scorekeeping app that Major League Baseball and USA Baseball named as the first PitchSmart certified application. I started by asking Ted if Game Changer's mission has changed from when he first started the company.
You know, our goal all along has been to enhance the amateur sports experience for everyone involved. We focus primarily on coaches, just because that's, you know, we've just decided to focus our product initiative there to begin with. Parents are the second core set of users, but we obviously interact very regularly with players and tournament administrators and league presidents and all the other folks in these communities. And so our mission really hasn't changed. You know, I came up with the idea when I was a little league coach myself, and I felt that coaches had incredibly archaic tools for doing what was probably, I'll speak for myself, my least favorite part of being a youth coach, and that was all of the off-the-field administrative, you know, quote, administrative work that I had to do, and that was totaling stats, reporting stats to the league president, you know, and any of the sort of calculation and paperwork I had to do was something I didn't love. I loved being on the field with the kids. And so the origin of the idea really came from the fact that mobile technology and the real-time web could go a long way to solving those problems. So the mission has been the same, really driven by my experience as a coach. And I think that what I've learned is, even though maybe the mission hasn't changed, we've realized that if we accomplish that mission of solving problems with a coach, that actually there's a much broader and wider range of problems that we can solve in this market. I think the PitchSmart initiative and the value we can provide to the baseball community as a whole by tracking the number of pitches that are thrown and making that information really accessible to all the parties involved, coaches, players, parents, tournament administrators, league administrators, that actually it's in some ways, I'll admit, a secondary, I wouldn't say secondary mission, but it wasn't something I originally thought about. It was all about solving that individual problem for the coach of efficiency and lack of information.
And Ted, as a former college and professional baseball player yourself, how would you have benefited from a service like Game Changer?
It's a very long list of how it could have helped. I think that first and foremost, and not surprisingly, right? Because, you know, I've been very involved in the design of the product, and so I wanted to solve problems that I thought were valuable or maybe could have helped me. I think that just first and foremost is seeing metrics and analytics that go beyond the basics that someone might total via scorebook, like number of strikeouts or even ERA, and seeing things like, I'm just going to take one example of which there are many, seeing things like first pitch strike percentage. Always been, when I was both pitching and then as a coach, a huge believer in the power of the first pitch strike to change the dynamics of an at bat and put the pitcher at an advantage and therefore the hitter at a disadvantage. And so we have a number of metrics around first pitch strike, and I knew that it was important when I played. My coaches told me it was important. I had a sense that it was important. What Game Changer does that would have made this more real to me. Game Changer has a set of statistics. Again, this is pretty, you know, quote, inside baseball to use the pun, but we have a set of metrics that show results of at-bats that start with first pitch strike. So you could, as a pitcher or as a pitching coach, see not only your first pitch strike percentage, but then of those at-bats where you start with a strike, what percentage end in a walk, what percentage end in a hit, and what percentage end in an out. And those numbers, I'm consistently blown away by how stark the difference is between positive outcomes for a pitcher and negative outcomes for a pitcher. And just to give you an example, Every level from youth, 10 and under or 12 and under youth ball through the best high school and college teams in the country, the first pitch strike at bats that end in walks is a low single digit percentage across, like, just hands down across all teams, all age groups. In other words, if you throw a first pitch strike, it is very difficult to end up walking that hitter. And I think that that's just something that is one example where I could have used the stats.
You've mentioned a lot of numbers and percentages. Does Game Changer border on placing an overemphasis on statistics in amateur sports?
Yeah, so it's a common question we get. You know, there's a couple different responses to that. Well, first of all, coaches have complete control over who sees the stats. So if coaches want to protect the stats on Game Changer, they have settings that allow them to do that. So, and actually there's a number of, just to describe the way it works. They can say that they want parents to be able to see stats, players to be able to see stats, or they could choose just see one line of stats. So I can't see other players, but I can see just my ball player. Or if I'm the player, I can see just myself. So coaches are given, and I think it's maybe a common misconception just because people tend to think of Game Changer and think stats, that we just make everything public, and absolutely that's not the case. We would have never gotten past our first few hundred teams if that was the case, primarily for competitive reasons. Not, you know, in other words, the coach doesn't want the rival team being able to see their stats. So they have control over who sees what. I think that what we found to be true for those teams that do make it accessible to parents and to players, that what it has allowed them to do is redefine what success is for their team. And I think that the thing is that parents and players and teams or local newspaper or whatever it might be is always going to calculate, you know, who has the most home runs, who has the the most strikeouts, lowest ERA, or the highest batting average. So those things are going to be there. The reality is that coaches know, and people that really know baseball, know that those metrics aren't really the right metrics to focus on. But actually, if you can redefine what success is, and for a pitcher, if you define success as a high first pitch strike percentage, or for a hitter as a high hard hit ball percentage, these are both metrics that the Game Changer generates automatically. Then actually stats can focus your players and focus the parents, maybe more importantly, on the right things. So when the parent and the ball player get in the car and leave the field, right, the parent probably is already doing the batting average calculation. But instead of that, if the coaches can redefine success for that team and change it to a, hey, we care about hard hit balls on this team, and batting average, I don't reward on batting average. I don't care about batting average. I care about hitting the ball hard. Then over time, that's what that conversation in the car driving away from the ball field is going to be about. Hey, how many times did he hit the ball hard? Right? What was your first pitch strike percentage today? And that way, if they're focused on those metrics, they're actually going to see themselves getting better as players. And that's when everybody wins, literally and figuratively.
And the way we value and evaluate sports is constantly evolving. How does Game Changer keep up with the ever-changing world of advanced analytics?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think that my perspective would be a little bit different, primarily because we are so far ahead of where the amateur market is that actually the amateur market is still, like, we're working harder to get the amateur market to sort of catch up and understand even these basic things that I was just talking about in terms of, you know, getting, you know, focusing on hard hit ball percentage and first pitch strike percentage and, pitch counts and things like that. I think that at the advanced, maybe, you know, the major league level, or when it comes to basketball at the NBA level, there's a lot of advanced metrics and analytics that is slowly creeping to the amateur level. And I think that we still have probably more stats and metrics than most coaches are going to sort of dive into. Yet our job is to get them to understand the value of them. And but at the end of the day, the reason why coaches are using our product is because it saves them a ton of time. It does give them more insight, even if they're looking at a fraction of what we deliver for them. We deliver it in a simple enough way where it's digestible. And on top of that, it's free. So the value proposition, if you will, is sort of a no-brainer for a coach to get on board. And that's why we have, you know, now well over 100,000 teams that use our product.
Ted, as fans, we want the sport to continue to grow and reach as broad an audience as possible. How can Game Changer help diversify and keep younger people involved in the sport?
I think it's a great question. And if I had a great answer, you know, I think, you know, Rob Manfred at Major League Baseball would probably want to hire me. But you know, I think it's a hard question. I don't have the magic bullet there. I do believe, and just focus on where Game Changer can help. I do believe that you know, there's two ways. Number one is that if the best, well, actually, should first focus on the coach. I think that if coaches, so when I was coaching, right, and this is just Little League, I had a full-time job, as you know, I'd say all Little League coaches have, and I found that the hard part in many ways was not the time spent on the field. It was all the time off the field, right? Again, I mentioned this, like all the admin work I had to do. If we can save coaches that time and therefore the best coaches feel like they have the time and the energy to put into coaching the youth game, I think everything starts there. I really believe that everything starts with coaches. So number one is just, you know, it's not a pain in the ass to coach youth sports anymore or youth baseball anymore. It's actually really easy to do, and I can spend, and 99% of the time I spend is actually on the field with the kid, right? That's number one. I think that number two is that if you can make a coach better at their job, if I can deliver an insight to a coach that coach then delivers to a ball player and maybe a ball player and his family, his or her family, that makes that ball player better and they see improvement, that's going to keep young players in the game. And the chances of them, if they stay in the game until they're, you know, through Little League and maybe play in junior high and maybe play high school baseball, the chances of that player and that player's family being lifelong baseball fans goes way up. Right. And I've seen some anecdotal numbers about that. I'm sure that Major League Baseball has a ton of data on that. I don't have that accessible, but just my gut tells me that if you stay in the game that long and you find yourself improving enough and you're then therefore excited about what you're doing in practice and in the game, you're much more likely to be a fan. I think that, you know, maybe one other point is that, you know, as you mentioned, Game Changer, in addition to serving coaches, we have the ability for parents and fans to be able to follow along. And I think that if a young ball player knows that they're being supported by, you know, parents, whether they're at the game or not, and obviously, you know, it becomes harder and harder for every parent to be at every single game. You've got dual income families. You've got, you know, they've got to be at a different practice, a different game with another kid. You've got grandparents that live in other parts of the country, and they know that their family's following their progress. It's going to be more fun for them. And so I do believe that in those three ways, the Game Changer can enhance the game. And if the game is enhanced, then kids will have more fun. Kids will stay in longer. The best coaches will stay in longer. And that's better for the game in terms of them being lifelong fans.
Speaking of enhancing the game, do you ever think about taking Game Changer into professional baseball stadiums?
We haven't. You know, we've thought about it, and we all, you know, we toss around various different ideas. You know, I think Major League Baseball does a very good job there. I mean, the group at Major League Baseball Advanced Media is truly excellent, and sort of best in class in terms of the leagues.
We have stayed very focused on the amateur game. That said, we spent a lot of time thinking about trying to enhance the in-game experience for the fan that is actually there in the bleachers. And I think that actually the improvement that you can provide to a fan in the bleachers of an amateur game is incrementally far more than you could provide to a fan in a big league game because, for one, there's no Jumbotron. There's no huge scoreboard, right? You go to your average little league game where I coached, there was no scoreboard. There was no little league. There was no scoreboard at all. I mean, if you walked over to the bleachers and asked people what the score was, nobody had any idea, right? And so, delivering a mobile either on a, on a tablet or on a phone, delivering that, Jumbotron in the palm of your hand, experience really does enhance the in-game experience for those that are at the youth or high school game because there's so little for them. There's so little ability to get context about what's happening in the game at any one point in time.
But is there almost too much context and distraction at the modern day ballpark?
It's funny. Somebody's got to pay the bills, right? It tends to be that they do those things to keep butts in seats or to make sponsors sign checks. So that's just part of the. That's part of the business, and that's part of the, and therefore part of the game. And it's funny, as someone who played minor league baseball, the major league game is incredibly sophisticated and has very little marketing compared to what you see in a minor league game. And you probably, if you've been to a minor league game, I'm sure you can understand this, but they, it's one big promotion with a baseball game that happened to break out, as a sideshow. I can remember one in particular, one mid-inning promotion where the local plumber that had sponsored a game where a dad and his son would come out and would fling plungers into a toilet that has been put on wheels and wheeled out to the third baseline. So, as someone that spent a number of hours of my life at minor league stadiums. It's just sort of a natural part of the game, and it's something that I think is as long as salaries are going up, somebody needs to pay the bills.
Ted, earlier this month, you were part of a panel at South by Sports in Austin, Texas. How well were you received?
We got really excellent feedback. I was proud to even be on that panel with some, now friends from Major League Baseball and USA Baseball. And then we also brought a gentleman named Logan Stout, who was a Texas area coach and founder of a program called the Dallas Patriots, which is a well-known travel baseball program in Dallas. And so it was a really productive panel, I thought. We got very good feedback. It was the first time I'd actually been at South by Southwest, and I'm looking forward to going again next year. They put on a really great show. But we got good feedback. I think that people understand that this is a real problem we have on our hands, which is the Tommy John surgery epidemic. And it is one that's going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately. Because even if we are successful, and I say we, Major League Baseball and USA Baseball, and then, Game Changer, we'll do our part as well by driving education of the, pitching guidelines and things like that down to the grassroots market. Even if we do our job, there's 10 years worth of pitchers where the damage has already happened, and those pitchers are going to get to the big leagues or get to college and have their Tommy John surgery. So in many ways, the work we do now, we'll start seeing an impact years from now. And that's always a little bit hard to digest, but, better late than ever, right? And we believe we can make a material change here. And I think that Major League Baseball is putting a lot of really, the best minds in the world on this problem. And you've interviewed one recently. And I think that, you know, we can do our part by taking that education, taking that research, and therefore the education that they glean from that research, and deliver it to our, you know, the millions of users on Game Changer, so that everybody understands how much a kid should be pitching, how much is too much. And I think that as long as that education is there, it makes it much easier to police if parents and player and coach and tournament administrator and whoever else is involved in those decisions are all on the same page as to how much is too much. And also they can see what that data really tells them, which is, hey, this is how many pitches this kid has thrown today or over the last weekend or over the last week.
You've kind of already answered this, but in your mind, has Game Changer already made a difference in protecting the health and welfare of amateur athletes, young pitchers especially?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. And, you know, I'd like to think, I mean, we've been around, we're in our sixth season, so I'd like to think that, you know, there are parents that have, you know, because we're making pitch counts visible to coaches and to parents and to players, I'd like to think that there are some parents that, you know, went up to a coach and said, hey, my son's not eligible to pitch today because he pitched, you know, 95 pitches 2 days ago and I have bad data here. Or a coach that said, no, I'm taking this pitcher out because he just hit, you know, 70 pitches and he's only 14 years old or whatever it might be. Hopefully that has happened. My assumption is that has happened. I mean, one piece of evidence that we have is that we've always been counting pitch counts. 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago, we launched pitch count alerts, meaning that you could set in the app, really just a reminder, like when my pitcher gets to 35 pitches, and then when my pitcher gets to 45 pitches, you know, put a little alert on the screen and let me know that that has happened. And that's a very heavily used feature. So we know that that's happening for a reason. So I'd like to think, yes, we are starting to make a dent. But, again, there's a lot of work to be done.
Do you think that Game Changer will ever be able to make an impact on the major league level?
Yeah, I mean, that's our hope, right? And I think that the data is going to be there. I think that it is a great partnership that we have with Major League Baseball and USA Baseball because, you know, we were just showing the number of pitches. And then you'd rely on the coach or the parent or the player to know how much is too much. Now there will be actual guidelines where a 15-year-old is supposed to throw this many pitches in a day or this many pitches in a week. And these are, you know, these have the USA Baseball and Major League Baseball rubber stamp on them. And those guidelines will now sit right next to the pitch count tracker that we have. And I think that's the combination that you need. It's, you know, because there may have been people who said, oh, yeah, as long as it's under 100 pitches, he's fine, right? Well, maybe not as a 13-year-old. 100 pitches isn't fine. And now there's actual expert, you know, research and data stating that that's the case, and that's what we're going to deliver to our users in connection with the Pitch Smart initiative.
And so, Ted, in your mind, when it comes to young pitchers, there really is no such thing as feel.
Yeah, and I think the problem is, right, that especially for younger kids, when they're not as aware of their bodies, they don't know if they're okay or not. I think that's what you were just implying, right? Is that
right.
They don't know if they're tired. They don't know, you know, kids are indestructible, right? So, and I think that if they say, no, I feel great, and the last thing a parent wants to do is pull their kid or, you know, request that our kid gets pulled out of a game, right? When their kid wants to stay in a game, it's something that goes totally against everything that, you know, naturally a parent would want to do. And then meanwhile, coaches are trying to win games, right? So like all the momentum is towards leaving that kid in the game. And so that's where we think that with these guidelines and some sort of mutual policing of the guidelines by all those parties involved, that you're going to have kids that get pulled out of the game before they hit that point of being fatigued. I think there was one data point that maybe you've seen on the PitchSmart website. I think that if kids claim that they pitch while fatigued, their chance of surgery goes up an enormous amount, like 36 times or something like that. I don't know exactly all the details about how they define fatigue and things like that, but there's no doubt that pitching fatigue over that, you know, over a long period of time, you know, games, months, years, that's what's going to result in the Tommy John surgery.
Ted Sullivan, CEO and co-founder of Game Changer, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for the interest. Thanks for the great questions. And